From Tidbits on November 19th, 2007, this is the audio version of PGP Causes Leopard Slowdown, but Fix is Simple, written by Glenn Fleischman. I don't like to be kept waiting, and the 10 to 15 seconds it was taking for a beta of Barebone Software's MailSmith 2.2 to preview each email message in Leopard was far, far too long. Barebone's head and founder Rich Siegel is a pal of mine, so my quality assurance email report was full of detail and umbrage. Rich suggested that Spotlight under Leopard might be engaged in some activity. MailSmith 2.2 uses Spotlight quite effectively, and that I might see an improvement after a couple of days. Drat the man, he was right, and he's a gloater. He sent me a tweet via Twitter. Stay after class and write on the board 100 times, I will never doubt at Siegel again. Might make a good Simpsons intro. But after installing QuickTime 7.3 and restarting the PowerBook, the problem recurred. I sent Rich some more troubleshooting data, a sample application report available with a button click and via Leopard's activity monitor that pulls in tons of low-level detail about what a program is doing, and he saw the problem, PGP Desktop. Although I didn't have PGP Desktop 9 launched, the PGP agent process was still running. I disabled the item in the login items portion of my account setup in the accounts preference pane and restarted. No good. Terminal showed me that when MailSmith launched, several PGP agent daemons would also appear. MailSmith works directly with PGP's encryption tools. Other mail applications tend to rely on AppleScript for integration. I was unable to find instructions for uninstalling all the PGP components, and the company confirmed for me via email that I should have taken the wise step of uninstalling the program in its pieces via the PGP application before upgrading to Leopard if I was worried about compatibility. Rich suggested I upgrade to PGP's Leopard-compatible beta of Desktop 9.7 to see if that solved the problem. Of course I did, and the problem went away. See the tweet above. With this version installed, I can also now easily uninstall the software through the application. The folks at PGP's also said that their support group can provide an uninstaller script for those who don't want to run or even install a beta. Upgrading PGP seemed to solve a host of mysterious other slowdowns that might have been related to MailSmith's interaction with PGP, and my PowerBook no longer feels nearly unusable under Leopard. In fact, MailSmith 2.2 build 227 is notably zippier under Leopard than in Tiger. I'd like to believe there's a moral to this story. Check all your software for upgrades and compatibility issues before moving to a new operating system? Perhaps, but I didn't think I was running PGP as the obvious application portion wasn't active. Perhaps the moral is, have a revert position in case of failure. Or just, I will never doubt at Siegel again. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I'm not running PGP Desktop at the moment, so I'm good to go.